It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought to your way this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
And a good Saturday morning to you here, WFIW 104.9, also online at WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you for Sports Talk here on this Saturday, February the 8th. Well, it's great to be here with you. Coming up, we will highlight some junior high girls basketball as the season just wrapped up last week. We'll hear from Coach Eric Bassnett of Jasper Jeff. We'll also talk junior high boys basketball as well as high school boys and girls basketball here. We'll kick it off with the scores from Friday night. So taking a look here at those local and national sports scores and boys high school basketball action. It was Fairfield over El Dorado, 68-40. Landon Zerlini had 18 points. Luke Dagg finished with 12. Kane Hixenball had 11 for the Mules. They improved to 22-4 overall with the win. Still perfect in Black Diamond Conference action. JV game, it was Fairfield over El Dorado, 59-40. Dylan Bestie had 17 points. Noah Barger had 11 to help lead the JV Mules. And then in the freshman game, it was Fairfield over El Dorado, 65-44. It was Hamilton County over Edwards County, 50-47 in overtime. Other games, Woodlawn defeated Sisney, 54-40 in Midland Trail Conference play. Wayne City topped Odin, 51-47. It was Waltonville over Grayville, 63-56 in overtime. Carmite White County, they defeated Johnston City, 57-53. It was Goreville topping Christopher, 60-49. Chester defeated Vienna, 63-22. It was Gallatin County over Galatia, 55-35. NCOE over Weber, 49-31. Crab Orchard knocked off Dongola, 80-56. Carterville over Anna Jonesboro, 64-44. It was Nashville topping Sparta, 57-29. Murfreesboro defeated Heron, 52-39. Massac County, they defeated Harrisburg in overtime. Final score there was 67-58. It was Benton over West Frankfort, 56-45. Salem defeated Freeburg in a close one, 56-52. As Trenton was Quinn over Carlisle, 49-31. And Breeze Modern Day defeated Breeze Central, 61-50. Junior high boys basketball action, the SIJHSAA Class M State Tournament at Rin Lake College. It was Joseph Arthur. They are based out of O'Fallon. They defeated Pinckneyville, 55-41. It was Breeze over Goreville, 44-31. Chester knocked off El Dorado, 51-32. Wolf Branch, which is, they are based in Swansea. They defeated Center Street last night. Final score, 64-43. Jay Mooring led the Colts in scoring with 13. Latrell Mooring had 10, and Justice Dagg had 9. Colts season comes to an end with a 21-5 overall record. I'll tell you more about the game coming up. Just a matter of minutes away here. College basketball action. Maryland defeated Illinois 75-66. The Illini led early, but Maryland was able to come back and get the win. In the NBA, it was Toronto over Indiana, 115-106. So that's a look at the local and national sports scores here for you. Coming up here, we'll talk some junior high girls basketball action as the season just wrapped up last week. We'll hear from Eric Bassnett of Jasper Jeff. You're listening to Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9, also online at WFIWradio.com.
Fairfield Memorial Hospitals Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Sisney, and Grayville. With three convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers and a thriving hospital that they already know and trust. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, and more. At the Grayville and Sisney locations, walk-ins are welcome. In Fairfield, call 842-4600.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. 1423 West Main in Fairfield. 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk just got underway here. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday, February the 8th. Well, junior high girls basketball just wrapped up here for the year down there at the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament. Oakville was the winner this year. They defeated Trinity St. John 40-22 in the championship game. Third place, New Simpson Hill. They defeated Jasper Jeff. Final score there was 34-31. I interviewed Eric Bassinet following the third place game on Saturday, last Saturday, a week ago, down there at the Class S State Tournament at Redden Lake College. And here is an interview that I did with Eric again. This was following Jasper Jeff again, taking home fourth place at state in the Class S State Tournament. So, again, here's Jasper Jeff, basketball coach Eric Bassinet. Okay. Derek Dunn here with Eric Bassinet, the Jasper Jeff Lady Polecats basketball coach. And Eric, a fourth-place finish at state. But, boy, what a season it was for you. But I want to know, like, what was your strategy going against New Simpson Hill?
Well, going in, we thought we matched up pretty well against them. We knew they were going to press quite a bit. We had a little trouble with that at times in the first half, but then we kind of got a handle on what we wanted to do to break that. I think it just came down at the end to just a shot or two, you know, here or there. I mean, we had some good, you know, some good looks on some shots that we, you know, normally, you know, make more of, but they just didn't fall.
I thought really in that you kind of hung around with them out there in that first half, and then right there in the second half, it seemed like they were starting to pull away there, but you guys were able to come right back, and really it came down to the wire.
Yeah, was really proud of the girls' effort. I mean, we talked before, you know, about just leaving it all out on the floor today. You know, this was our last game, and we wanted to try to, you know, be one of those two teams that, you know, gets to win that last game, but just, you know, came up just a little bit short. But it was a great game, and like I said, the girls gave it all they had. I mean, we pulled out everything that we, you know, could do there at the end and made a little run, you know, to there at the end, just kind of ran out of time. But super proud of the girls and their effort, and it's been a fun memorable season. A lot of first times for our girls basketball program. So it's I'm not sure on the wins, but we finished with 21 wins, 21-4. So that's got to be up there, you know, as far as, you know, the most wins we've had, and winning the conference 3 years in a row and winning the regional for the first time, and then coming to the state tournament here at Redden Lake, getting to experience all this, and, you know, to come home with a trophy and the girls with medals, finishing fourth place. I mean, it's disappointing at first, but, you know, when you look back on it, it'll be very satisfying to think about all you accomplished, all the team accomplished.
And it's something that you will never forget either, just a memorable experience. But I want to ask you, the community support, the businesses, and the school itself, the fans, the students, boy, I mean, outstanding.
Yeah, it's been a really exciting two weeks. I mean, just at the school with the students and the teachers and all the support we've had there, and then all the support in the community with different businesses, buying us, providing a meal for us, and the parents, you know, doing different things for the girls along the way. It's just been so nice and just so appreciated, you know, from myself and my assistant coach Jeremy Klein and the girls. So we were talking in the locker room. We we've enjoyed it, you know, so much, and it's kind of a marathon season, basketball season can be, and then it can feel like a sprint, you know, sometimes. But the girls have made it, you know, made it a fun one, and we're gonna miss it. So.
And then again, that was Jasper Jeff, girls basketball coach Eric Bassnett. Jasper Jeff placed fourth in state, lost to New Simpson Hill. Final there was 34-31. Scoring wise for the game, just to recap, Riley Edwards had 23 for Jasper Jeff. For New Simpson Hill, they were then scoring by Madison Curley. She had 11 points. So those were the only two players that finished in double figures of the game there. For both teams. And again, Jasper Jeff winds up in fourth place again with the in Class S state tournament and girls junior high basketball action. Oakville, as I mentioned, they won Class S this year. If you look at Class M, in case you're wondering who won that one, that was actually Christopher. They defeated Aviston 38-29. In the third place game, this one ended up going to overtime, but Trico defeated Vienna 49-48. And for Class L, watch that one just right before Jasper Jeff took on New Simpson Hill. The winner of that one was Massac. Not Massac County, it's just Massac. They defeated Centralia 47-38. And in the third place game, it was Fulton out of O'Fallon. They defeated Hamilton County 45-34. So just want to do a recap of the SIJHSAA girls state basketball games that happened down there last week. Last night at a broadcast here on WFIWAM 1390 at 103.3 FM and also on Network1Sports.com as the Center Street Colts took on the Wolf Branch Wolverines out of Swansea, Illinois. If you don't know where Swansea is at, it's right between Fairview Heights and Belleville in that game. Anthony Gauss, who was a starting point guard for Wolf Branch, he was outstanding. He had 27 points. He actually made 4 3-pointers, several deuces, was 1 out of 2 for the charity stripe with his total of 27. And last night's game even had, which, again, I'm just blown away by this move. He actually had a move where he did a no-look behind-the-back pass to Adam Hendricks for the score. It was just, I mean, just incredible. Just a high-risk pass, especially when you're doing those flashy passes. But that was a dandy of a pass that he had to Adam Hendricks. Hendricks wound up with 8. Michael Cooper, a good ball player, he actually had 17, as 7 of his 17 came by way from the charity stripe for Wolf Branch. But again, I was impressed with Anthony Gauss last night, the starting point guard. I thought he had a great ball game. Also did a great job facilitating and commanding the offense for the Wolverines. Wolverines improved to 13-10 of the season. And also heard a source say last year they were in Class L, but this year they got dropped down to Class M due to enrollment. For Fairfield, their season came to an end with a 21-5 record. They were then scored by Jay Mooring. He had 13, 10 points for Latrell Mooring, and 9 points for Justice Dagg. Dagg with those 9 points, all of them by way of the trifectas. And Jay actually had 3 trifectas as well, along with going 2 out of 4 from the charity stripe. Also had a deuce in the first quarter. Latrell got all of his field goals by way inside the paint, right about in around the paint area. It was 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe. Quarter-wise for Wolf Branch, had quarters of 13, 19, 11, and 21 for Fairfield, the Center Street. They had quarters of 6, 13, 13, and 11. And again, the final there was 64-43. Free throw line wise, I mean, if you look at it here, Wolf Branch shot more free throws than the Colts did. As taking a look here, they actually had, by my count, they were 9 out of 16 by my count right there. From the charity stripe, Center Street was 4 out of 7. But again, your final for last night of the Class M state tournament down there at Rin Lake, it was Wolf Branch 64, Fairfield 43. And a reminder that we will have We will be back in action down there at Red Lake, this time for the Class S tournament. Sisney will take on Aviston. Tip-off is at 6:15 with the broadcast. Just right about 6:05 on WFI, WAN 1390 and 103.3 FM. We'd like to mention that game could either start early or late because there's several games ahead of Sisney and Aviston, so it could start later on. Kind of like what happened last night, the Center Street Wolf Branch game started late, so we will see on that. But again, we will provide you updates by way of on air and also on social media when it gets closer to that time down there at Wren Lake. Hey, coming up here, we'll hear from head coach Tanya Carmine of the Fairfield Lady Mules. Lady Mules coming out with a big win over Hamilton County just a few nights ago on Thursday. Also, we'll hear boys high school basketball coach Scott McRavy, Fairfield Mules emerging victorious over El Dorado. And also Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions lost a close one to Hamilton County. That's coming up here on Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
You know how they say the grass is always greener? Well, at F&B, it is. We're pleased to introduce Moolah Cash. Earn 3% annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000 and 0.25% APY on remaining balances when you meet qualifications. You just won't find another cash gal like this. Give us a call or visit us at fnbcommunitybank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. $100 minimum to open. 0.05% APY is earned on all balances if qualifications are not met. Rates current as of January 23rd, 2020.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com is what you're listening to. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday edition of Sports Talk, where the Fairfield Lady Mules got a big overtime win a few nights ago over Hamilton County, 49-45. In fact, back on January 13th, Hamilton County got the win over the Lady Mules, but that was only just by a few points at Hamilton County. But this time, Fairfield was able to get a nice win. Leading the way for the Lady Mules that night was Kylie Stewart with 21-10 for Aaliyah Bowers for Hamilton County. They were then scoring by Kaylee Karcher. The freshman had 19 and 12 points for Grace Leakey. And Grace, back on Wednesday night against Woodland, had 34. So they were a keeper. Still, though, in double figures, but at least not 34, though. Tanya Conrad, who I chatted with back on Thursday night, talked about the win against Hamilton County and also regionals starting next week.
Coach Conrad joins us here. Coach, overtime barn burner game. You guys coming down the stretch. There was some games that you lost. I had you guys down 1-5 leading up to this game here tonight. But what a win over Hamilton County. Last time you guys took on each other, Hamilton County barely got by you guys at their place. You guys were able to return the favor. So what was your thoughts going into this game here tonight?
Well, we've talked for the last couple of days for sure about, I mean, Leakey and Brake are just amazing athletes that they have at Hamilton County. And we knew we had to contain them. We knew we couldn't shut them down. We knew we had to contain them. So our defense has definitely been a point of emphasis and rebounding. And I thought the girls did a great job. Karcher, I mean, just a great, great athlete for them as well. And just a freshman. I mean, she stepped up huge. But like I said, my kids carried out game plan that we worked on and did an excellent job.
I thought in the first half, I mean, it was 18-16 in favor of you guys, and Hamilton County was leading after three quarters of play, 31-27. But I thought the three-point shooting had that 6-0 run to begin the fourth, and the free throws you guys made down the stretch.
Yes, like I said, the kids stepped up. I mean, they did an excellent job, and like I said, I can't ask for any more than what they gave me tonight in carrying out game plan and things that we talked about. And, you know, didn't quit, didn't falter. We got down a few and just kept battling. And like I said, stepped up and made free throws. And like I said, just, again, it's just a great group that they just battle and want to win. And you can't keep them down.
no seniors on your basketball team this year, but Leah had 10 points of hair down with 10 unofficially. Kylie Stewart, 21 of the night.
Yes, Kylie stepped up, and like I said, we've talked quite a bit here in the last week, too, about just, you know, if you're shot, if you feel it, if you shoot it, if you don't, keep it moving. And like I said, did a great job tonight, and Kylie, you know, stepped up. And like I said, this group, they don't care who's making the points as long as Fairfield's got the most at the end of the game. And that's what they've been about all year. And like I said, they hate to lose, and that they were struggling with that just a little bit because, like I said, they just get so frustrated when they lose. And but like I said, they just came out tonight, left it all on the court, and I'm super, super proud of them.
I tell you what, they really played very well. And you talked about defensively. You know, Hamilton County was employing that full court pressure defense right there toward the end, but they were in a man-to-man most of the night. But what else was you guys defensively? You guys were in the zone a little bit right there.
Yeah, we ran a lot of zone tonight, and like I said, but we just really wanted to locate Leakey on the perimeter. Like I said, and then we had to locate Karcher because she knocked down some shots from the outside. But like I said, we knew Leakey from the outside and Break on the inside. So, and then stopping some penetration of Leakey because she does an absolute amazing job of driving and making some phenomenal one-hand passes. And like I said, they're just great athletes, great group of athletes down there. And I just, you know, my hat's off to them. But like I said, I'm really proud of my girls of carrying out what we worked on and coming out with the W.
Sullivan. Next week for regionals, you got to make the long trek up there. Hoping it was Newton, but you guys got Sullivan here just to the northwest of Mattoon in Moultrie County. And I know there's some teams up there in Sullivan. You got Florida you'll be facing first off. And then if you win that one, then you take on the host Sullivan. And then the winner of the Sullivan Regional goes to Paris for sectionals. But there is an opportunity to play closer to home as Hamilton County's hosting a super.
Right, yeah. I mean, like I said, it's a very tough regional, our subsectional, you know, either way we went was a tough road. Like I said, yes, we got to drive to Sullivan, but, you know, I'm excited, like I said, to play Flora. And, you know, then, like I said, hopefully get a shot at Sullivan and then, you know, have a great battle there. And, you know, it would be amazing to be in that regional championship against Paris. And that's kind of what, you know, what we're focused on right now is Flora on Monday. We can't look ahead. We can't look past them because they're a better improved ball club from the, we played them first game of the season, but they're a much, much improved ball club. So we got to focus on them, get a game plan to, you know, for Monday night. And then it's a day-by-day survive in advance right now. So, you know, we just got to keep battling and keep working.
It's like March Madness, isn't it?
Yes, the college it level. Is. Yes.
When it comes to the postseason, you survive in advance. And as a coach, what are your thoughts heading to the postseason? Because everyone starts off with a clean slate.
Right. And like I said, it's one game at a time, one game plan at a time, and just, you know, continuing to build on what we kind of got going to get back tonight, I think. And like I said, just, you know, focused in on one game at a time. Because like I said, you lose and go home now. So, like, you know, we're just, like I said, one game, right foot, left foot, breathe. That's a Pat Summitt quote that I love, and that's all you can do. Right foot, left foot, breathe, and just keep it moving.
I like Pat Summitt. What a great coach she was, and went down to Tennessee, and legendary coach, and the wins that she accumulated over the years, incredible. And coach, congratulations on the winner tonight, last home game of the regular season. By the way, great crowd on hand here at Lady Mules fans tonight.
Yes, I was very, very proud of the crowd, and like I said, the kids, you know, everybody was engaged from top to bottom, in the game, out of the game. And like I said, just a total team effort tonight. Super proud of my girls.
Coach, congratulations on the win over Hamilton County tonight. A well hard fought win here at Barn Burner at the Mule Barn. And go ahead and have some rest here. And you've got a few days to prepare for Sullivan next week. And good luck to you in the postseason, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Coach Tanya Conrad of the Fairfield Lady Mules. And yeah, congratulations, Coach.
And again, that was I interviewed Tanya Conrad following the Lady Mules win over Hamilton County back on Thursday night. A couple of interesting stats here about that game. I talked about how Kylie Stewart led the team in scoring for Fairfield with 21, and then for Hamilton County, Kaylee Karcher. But a couple of stats that really stand out here. If you look at the field goals that the Lady Mules had back in the second half, if you look at third quarter and fourth quarter alone field goal-wise, it was all three-pointers. No two-pointers at all, just all threes. They had four threes, which amounts to 12 points in the third and fourth quarter. And then they finally scored a two in the overtime session. That was because of Madison Smith, but with a layup. But again, all the field goals in the third and fourth quarters combined, just for only threes for Fairfield. But also the big stat of the night was free throw shooting. Lady Mules were 19 out of 27 from the free throw line. 8 out of 11 made by Kylie Stewart. And then you look at Hamilton County, they were 6 out of 8 from the charity stripe. I'm telling you, free throws, they can help you win ball games. They really can. If you're not hitting your free throws in a close game, that could be the factor. It could be the losing factor right there. But if you make your free throws down the stretch in a tight game, you'll win. And that's what Fairfield did against Hamilton County, 19 out of 27. I think 27 is one of the highest numbers that I've seen a team attempt so far this year. Probably the highest number, I think. But of all the games I've done so far this year. Anyway, congratulations to Fairfield Lady Mules. Good luck to the Lady Mules in regionals up there at Sullivan next week. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Coming up, boys, high school hoops. We'll hear from Coach Scott McElravy, also Russ Gerlach of Edwards County.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Baby back ribs, $2.99 a pound. 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $3.99. 3-pound Johnna Gold apples, $2.99. And 8-pound of navel oranges, $4.99. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main Street in Fairfield.
Research shows that on average, 50% of Americans carry cash while 77% carry a smartphone. Wouldn't you love to pay a friend with just a few clicks on your phone? Well, now you can. This is Jessica Sanders at the Fairfield Banking Company, and I'm excited to introduce Spin. Spin is a person-to-person payment option that allows you to send money instantly via our mobile app. Pay your beautician, your babysitter, anyone that has a debit card and smartphone. Give us a call or stop by any of our four branches for more details. The Fairfield Banking Company, we're the hometown banks. Member FDIC.
WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com as Sports Talk continues. Derek Dunn here with you, broadcasting live from the WFIW studios east of Fairfield. And let's go ahead and talk about some boys' high school basketball here. We talked about junior high and also girls' high school basketball. We focus now on boys. And last night, Fairfield was able to get the win over El Dorado 68-40. Landon Zerlini had 18 points. Luke Dagg with 12, Kane Hicksaball with 11 for the Mules. Mules improved to 22-4 with the win, but the most important thing is still undefeated in Black Diamond Conference play. Mules trying to get that BDC East crown. And here is Coach Scott McElravy as he chatted with Mark Turner last night following the win.
Looked good doing it. Looked good in the half-court set tonight, I thought.
Yeah, we focused on that a little more, you know, especially in the second half. Really wanted to get the ball inside a little more. It's going to be tough tomorrow. Possessions are going to be a lot less. We know that against Nashville, number two in the state. But it's a super, super great experience for our kids. So, yeah, I thought, you know, we were a little slow getting out. But, I mean, as Coach Book said, you know, it was 17-8 at the end of the first. You're up 9. You know, and then we kept lengthening it in the next two quarters too.
Got everybody onto the floor again tonight, but we thought Luke Dank played an exceptional game tonight. A lot of
he did. You know, sometimes one of the things that opposing coaches say is you've got a lot of guys that can score. You know, they can shoot the ball, and there's games that you know with some of them it just doesn't come their way. You know, just game flow or you know whatever. Maybe somebody else is hot. You know, the shots came his way tonight. Missed a dunk there. He was a little disappointed about that, but yeah, he gave. You know, anytime he can be in double digits, that's good for the Mules.
Now, your thoughts turn to Nashville. Completely different team than just about anybody we've seen all year.
For a long time. I mean, they're long. You know, they're coming back from their second place finish last year, you know, in the whole state. Not in the regionals, but state. You know, have a lot of guys back from that team. You know, they're very ball control. You know, I think their averages this year are 45 scoring and 32 giving up. You know, which is totally opposite of, you know, how we are. But, you know, we're just really appreciative for the chance, you know. 4 o'clock tomorrow, we'd love to have a great fan group down there. I mean, this is a really good team we're getting to play, but, you know, we're pretty good too.
All right. Coach, I want to thank you for the visit. We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Tomorrow should be fun.
All right. Coach Scott McElroy.
And that was Coach Scott McElravy of the Fairfield Mules. Again, the Mules getting the win last night over El Dorado. JV played last night. Fairfield defeated El Dorado 59-40. Dylan Best had 17 points to lead the way, and Noah Barger had 11 to lead the JV Mules. Freshman game, Fairfield also won. They defeated El Dorado 65-44. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Coming up, we'll hear from Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions. We'll also take a look back on this week in sports, including some big news that just emerged just right before the start of the show. I'll tell you the story, and it pertains to a legendary coach. I'll tell you more about that coming up along with the sports schedule for today. It's coming up on Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
Fawn's Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Fawn's Tire. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
Are you looking for a bank that still offers free checking? Well, look no further. People's National Bank has your free checking needs covered. This is Heidi Atterbury, relationship banker at People's National Bank in Fairfield. You can open your free checking account with just $100. There's no minimum balance, plus receive unlimited check writing, free online and mobile banking, and free bill pay. Stop by 1001 West Delaware in Fairfield to open your free checking account today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on Sports Talk. Time is 9:31. 31 degrees here in Fairfield on this Saturday, February the 8th. Thanks for tuning in. Greatly appreciate it. And Edwards County hosted Hamilton County last night for a senior night as the Hamilton County Foxes, well, they barely escaped with the win. It actually took an overtime session for it to happen as Hamilton County got the win over Edwards County 50-47. Edwards County has shown improvement over the course of the season, and Dave Riggi caught up with Lions coach Russ Gerlach following the game.
Now here's Coach Gerlach moving in. I don't know about you, Russ, but I'm almost out of breath here.
Yeah, my Fitbit says my heart rate's pretty high right now, so yeah, I'm out of breath too, and I didn't even play.
Well, I guess there are several things we could be disappointed about, but instead of focusing on all that, let's try to focus on the positive. First of all, they beat us by 30 points down there. They didn't do that tonight.
No, there for a while I thought they were going to beat us by about 15 because we couldn't score, but we got things going and finally started hitting some shots and, you know, a little bit of confidence seeing the ball go in, you know, really – We fed off of that and just kept getting more scoring chances. And, you know, I mean, it felt like, I think what we have at halftime, 10. You know, we scored 37 in the second half. That's a really big half for us. So
yeah.
I was proud of the way they played in the second half.
Well, and the fact that they kept scrapping, too. I mean, you know, even when we lost Calgar, our point guard and ball handler with personal fouls, they still kept scrapping out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I told them in the locker room that, I know they're tired of this talk, and I'm tired of it too. I've tried to stay positive and, you know, and all that kind of stuff with them. And, you know, I've tried not to show how much the losing bothers me, but it was tough tonight with it being senior night. And I think there's a few of us crying down there, but I told them every senior class has something that you remember about them.
Yeah.
And in the, you know, I said, I don't know if a lot of people that would have the, I don't know, intestinal fortitude, whatever you want to call it, guts, willpower, et cetera, to keep battling like they do with the way our season has gone, win-loss record. You know, it's got to be tough on these kids to come back to practice every day. You know, we've unfortunately, I mean, there's no way to, you know, around it. We've lost quite a few in a row, but they keep battling every day. They keep showing up ready to play. You know, they keep going into every game thinking they can win, and they battle all the way to the end. You know, I just told them that I hope that when they get out of high school, that kind of work ethic and that kind of drive stays with them for life. Because, right. You know, I hate to go old life lesson on you, but really that is, you know, what high school and sports are all about, I guess, besides just winning and losing. And I'm super proud of the way they keep battling.
Russ, I got to ask you, did you get a technical on that situation out there when it looked like the boys were going to get into a fight? Did they actually give you a
technical? No, they gave one to one of our players. I'm not going to say who.
Okay.
Because I felt like what he was doing was a combination of protecting his own player,
right,
and trying to jump in there before those two guys got after it.
Right.
So I really wasn't that mad at him. I understand why he did it. It's hard not to when you see a teammate, somebody try to bow up on him. It's hard not to jump in there.
Yeah.
So not that I want to get technicals, not that I promote him and stuff, but at the same time, it was kind of hard to get mad at him for that one.
Well, the reason I asked that question is because I thought because you had come out on the court that maybe you'd get a technical
now,
for that.
If the players on the bench would have, I think it's kind of like college and pros. If the players run out there, yes. Me coming out there to try to stop anything from happening is usually not a technical.
This was a very physical game tonight.
Yes, it was. It was rough from the start. I felt like in a way that plays into our hands because, you know, Roe and Gus and Ty are pretty strong inside. And really, Camden's a pretty strong kid, so is Jordan. But it felt like it got to us a little bit mentally. I think the ones that got to us more was the like on defensive reboundings, we felt like we were getting it slapped out of our hands. And I know that was bothering the kids a little bit. And, you know, you kept trying to, play through it and everything. But, you know, eventually it starts to bother them. And I'm not going to lie, we got a couple kids that are maybe having just a tad bit of a temper sometimes. And, you know, I know it's more of a competitive spirit. It's not they're jerks or anything. They're just competitive kids. And, you know, it's hard. You know, they want to win. They keep battling. They don't want to lose. They don't want, when things go against them, they get mad. And, you know, I'm like I said already, I've kind of broken record tonight, but I'm proud of the way they fought all the way to the end.
Well, I'll tell you another testimony. I think that maybe you hadn't thought about it, but it sure impressed me tonight. I know it was senior night, and I know that always brings out more. But this side of the floor over here was almost capacity crowd tonight, and it's hard to figure out how a team with a 5-18 record can almost fill the crowd, fill their side of the bleachers. And the Edwards County fans still wanted to come out to see them play tonight, and it's a good thing they did.
Well, I gotta say, they definitely got to see an exciting game for sure. Edwards County's always had good crowds, fan support for sports, and I know we're not always the winners every time, but we usually have pretty good crowds. I think the people around here appreciate the effort as much as they do anything else, and that's one thing that they know when they come watch us play is they're going to get a good effort. You know, I even feel like some of those games early in the year when we got hammered, I still felt like we played hard. We just weren't good enough.
Right.
And I feel like tonight we're getting closer and closer and closer and closer. You know, something Coach St. Ledger and I were talking about, you know, we feel like we need that one win to break through to show all the hard work's paying off. And, you know, we still haven't got there. But, you know, I think one of our seniors had a great point in the locker room after the game. In the scheme of life, these games don't matter. What matters is 2 weeks here. Can we be in the, or actually 3 weeks, I should say, can we compete for a regional championship? Because the records really don't matter.
They don't.
And hopefully we can make that happen.
Well, you got a big game again tomorrow afternoon.
Yep, got to go play Benton. They're a really solid ball club. They're ranked in the top 25 in 2A, so it doesn't get any better tomorrow. Hopefully our guys can get some rest to be ready to play. But it's going to be a tough one tomorrow. We're going to go early and watch Woodlawn play because I think they'll be in our regional.
Yeah, I think they will too.
And then we're going to stay and watch Nashville and Fairfield play. That should be a really good game. And the kids and I talked, and we just like to go watch a game where there's no pressure on us. There's no reason to scout. We're just going to watch a game and relax and have some fun. So we're going to stay and do that.
And you got some big games coming up next week. You got a trip down south to Johnston City. And then you got to face those Fairfield Mules on their court.
Both games will be tough. Johnston City's, you know, they're improving. They beat Wayne City the other night. So, you know, they're definitely an improved ball club. We got to take that game serious. And then obviously have a tough one with Fairfield. Then we finish up the season that last week with a game at Red Hill and a game at El Dorado, and then get ready for regionals.
And that regional will not be a 2A regional. It'll be a 1A regional, which means we're talking about smaller schools. And you know, maybe let's just look at it this way. Maybe facing teams like Hamilton County and Fairfield and Johnston City and all of these other 2A schools that we face, sharpen our skills. I know you mentioned Woodlawn.
Yes.
They're going to be tough. But I can see it very possible that the Lions could be playing for the regional championship in a few weeks.
I definitely feel like we'll have a shot. I'm not quite ready to predict we'll be in the championship game, but I definitely feel like we can hold our own. We can cause some problems for other teams. Wayne City had some big guys.
Yeah.
But Woodlawn's not quite as big as us, so hopefully we can, you know, if we get the chance to play them, expose some matchups. But, you know, it's all about where we get seated next week, and, you know, we got to get ready for that. But, you know, we still got five more games we got to play before that happens.
And a part of it is that regional will be right here on our court, and another opportunity for the fans to fill this side of the gym to support our Edwards County Lions.
Yes, absolutely. It is kind of nice to, the year we drop back to 1A, to be able to host it. Definitely an advantage to have regionals on your home court, no, without a doubt. But like I said, still a lot of tough teams. No matter what, you're going to have to win three tough games, I think, to get to the championship and win it. So hopefully we'll have enough to get it done.
Well, Russ, thanks for taking time to talk to us tonight after the game. I know it was a disappointment, but there are many positives that we can look at. And tell the boys, we were proud of them here tonight.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, once again, our final score here tonight in overtime, Hamilton County wins it by a score of 50-47.
And that was Dave Rigg chatting with Edwards County Lions basketball coach Russ Gerlach. Again, 50-47 was the final of that one. We'll take a look at a weekend sports. Also, today's sports schedule here. Got a lot of games here to tell you about in both junior high and high school. That's coming up here. You're listening to Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark or Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Mules are at Hamilton County Tuesday in high school basketball, and you can hear all the action on WFIW 104.9 and watch online at WFIWradio.com. Our broadcast about 7:30 p.m. Tuesday with pregame information. Mules basketball is brought to you by People's National Bank, Garmin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, The Farmer's Daughter, McDowell, Kinslow & Jessup, Gill Sales & Service, and Wabash General Hospital.
Before I mention the sports schedule for today, let's go ahead and take a look here at weekend sports. Some big news here in terms of college basketball, and this story emerged here. Legendary coach Bob Knight to make a long-awaited return to Indiana per a report. In fact, Hall of Fame coach Bob Knight made his first appearance in Indiana since his 2000 ouster on Saturday as the Hoosiers welcomed Purdue to Assembly Hall. According to a report from Sports Illustrated, Knight led Indiana to 11 Big Ten championships, 5 Final Fours, and 3 national titles during his illustrious career, but his tumultuous exit left a sour taste in his mouth, leading him to ice out his longtime employer. He's not stepped a foot on the campus since he was head coach and has since vowed to never return, throwing dirt on former administrators that booted him from his post as head coach at every opportunity. Legendary Purdue coach Gene Akiti, a Hall of Famer himself, is also expected to attendance. Akiti won 6 Big Ten titles, and his Boilermakers famously dueled Knights Hoosiers in the 1980s and 1990s during one of those matchups. In fact, the infamous chair throw was produced by Bobby Knight. Now, in a recent interview with NBA.com, Akiti revealed that despite their longstanding rivalry, the two keep in constant contact. As part of the reasoning, or perhaps the entire reasoning, for Knight's return to IU, the program is paying tribute to his 1980 Big Ten title-winning team at halftime in the Purdue-Indiana game. Among the players expected in attendance are Isaiah Thomas and Mike Woodson, as well as other Knight-coached players from his 29-year IU tenure. So again, Hall of Fame coach, legend, Bob Knight, is going to be making a return to Indiana, according to a report from Sports Illustrated. Interesting news right there. In the NBA, it's been a busy week here in terms of trades here. Busy trade deadline saw a flurry of notable names changing teams, with the biggest deal, a four-player swap between the Warriors and Timberwolves that landed former number one overall pick Andrew Wiggins at Golden State and D'Angelo Russell in Minnesota. Warriors also dealt to Glenn Robinson III and Alec Burks to the 76ers. The Clippers, Knicks, and Wizards orchestrated a three-team trade, with Marcus Morris and Isaiah Thomas landing in Los Angeles. New York acquiring Mo Harkless in a 2020 first-round pick, and Washington getting Jerome Robinson. The Cavaliers got Andre Drummond from the Pistons in exchange for Brandon Knight and John Henson. The Heat, Grizzlies, and Timberwolves pulled off a three-team deal that sent Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, and Georgia Niang to Memphis, Andre Iguodala, Jay Crowder, and Solomon Hill to Miami, and James Johnson to Minnesota. The Nuggets added guard Jordan McRae from the Wizards for point guard Shabazz Napier, and the Hawks reacquired Dwayne Dedman from the Kings for Alex Len and Jabari Parker. Major League Baseball news. The Cardinals are adding a pitcher to their roster just in time for the start of spring training next week. Club has claimed left-hander Ricardo Sanchez off waivers from Seattle. In Double-A last year, Sanchez posted a 4.44 earned run average with 135 strikeouts and 38 walks in 27 starts. To make room on the 40-man roster, the Cardinals designated infielder Ramon Urias for assignment. In an interview that will air Friday on MLB Network, former Astros manager A.J. Hinch said it is a fair question whether or not Houston's 2017 World Series title is tainted. The interview will be the first public appearance for Hinch since he was fired for his role in the Astros sign-stealing scandal. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said the proposed sale of a controlling share of the Mets from the families of Fred Wilpon and Sol Katz to hedge fund manager Stephen Cohen is off. Cohen bought an 8% limited partnership stake in 2012 for $40 million. And the proposed deal would have given him an 80% controlling share and transaction that values the team at $2.6 billion. SIU football has announced the addition of Fairfield Community High School senior Cade Carter to his 2020 roster. Carter's addition on the first day of the second signing period Wednesday brings the Salukis 2020 signing class to 23. Carter helped lead the Mules to a 10-1 record this past year. Over his high school career, Fairfield went 37-5 and won four straight Black Diamond Conference titles. He was first team All Big Ten, All BDC, the last 2 years, and was the captain of the conference in 2019. This past year, Carter led the team with 14 touchdowns and four interceptions. In addition, he was named Academic All-State as a junior and senior. More Major League Baseball news here. Seven players will be under consideration for election into the Cardinals Hall of Fame this summer. The class of 2020 nominees are Steve Carlton, Keith Hernandez, Tom Herr, Matt Morris, Edgar Renteria, Lee Smith, and John Tudor. Fan voting will open on March 1st and continue through April 17th on the Cardinals website. The seventh induction class will be announced May 8th, and two players will be inducted in August 29th ceremony at Ballpark Village. Pete Rose has once again asked Major League Baseball to end his lifetime suspension, citing the Astros' recent sign-stealing scandal and the bans for steroids use as examples of his penalty being unfair. Rose's lawyers submitted the reinstatement application to Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, explaining that the career hits leader suspension is disproportionately unfair compared to the bans for PED use and sign-stealing. Manfred previously denied Rose's reinstatement request in December of 2015. In NFL news, the Super Bowl champion Chiefs celebrated with a parade through downtown Kansas City Wednesday. Kansas City defeated the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in Super Bowl 54 Sunday in Miami. The Jacksonville Jaguars will play not one but two home games overseas in London next season. It will help the Jags financially as games in London produce twice the money of a home game in Jacksonville. The games will be played on back-to-back weekends to reduce travel. Former St. Louis Ram Isaac Bruce is going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Bruce was one of five modern era candidates selected last Saturday in Miami for the class of 2020. It was his sixth year of eligibility and fourth year as a finalist. Bruce is a St. Louis Rams all-time receiver in receptions, yards, and touchdown catches. He is a four-time Pro Bowl pick. Other members of the class include Troy Polamalu of the Steelers, Broncos great Steve Atwater, Colts running back Edgerrin James, and Steve Hutchinson, who played on the offensive line for the Seahawks, Vikings, and Titans over his 12-year career. College football news. Wednesday was college football's National Signing Day. Highly recruited high school football players will decide to sign letters of intent to play for schools that have been working to get them on the field. The first Wednesday in February isn't the event it used to be, since about 75% of blue-chip athletes make their choices during the early signing period. Michigan State head football coach Mark D'Antonio has stepped down, effective immediately. D'Antonio announced his abrupt retirement on Tuesday in a statement released by the school. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel will be the acting coach while the Spartans find a replacement. The NBA is adding a pair of deep shots to this month's All-Star three-point contest in Chicago. The shots will each be worth 3 points and increase the total number of shots each round from 25 to 27. Competitors will get extra time with 70 seconds to shoot instead of 60. Outfielder Mookie Betts is finally on the move. ESPN reports the Red Sox have agreed to send the 2018 AL MVP and pitcher David Price to the Dodgers. Outfielder Alex Verdugo is expected to go to Boston as part of the deal. The Athletic reports the Twins are also involved in the trade. And the one baseball writer who did not vote to elect Derek Jeter to the Hall of Fame is keeping their ballot private. Baseball Writers Association released ballots of 315 voters on Tuesday, with all public ballots, including the former Yankee captain. Jeter was named on 396 of 397 ballots. Should have been unanimous, but there's always that one person out there. We'll take a look at the local sports schedule for today. Lots of junior high and high school basketball action for you. It's coming up in just a moment.
Mules are at Hamilton County Tuesday in high school basketball, and you can hear all the action on WFIW 104.9 and watch online at WFIWradio.com. Our broadcast about 7:30 p.m. Tuesday with pregame information. Mules basketball is brought to you by People's National Bank, Garmin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, The Farmer's Daughter, McDowell, Kinslow & Jessup, Gill Sales & Service, and Wabash General Hospital.
Moms and dads, do you have a new driver in the family? Then now's the time to get your teenager set up with a Citizens National Bank of Albion savings or checking account, Visa debit card, and safe and secure online and mobile banking products like our new Tap and Pay mobile wallets. Come in today to any one of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. Our knowledgeable teams will set your teens up with all the banking tools they need for a strong financial future.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. Hey, let's go ahead and talk about the local sports schedule here for today. And got some basketball action currently underway here. As we'll take a look here at boys high school basketball first. Also, high school wrestling, by the way. Fairfield will be at the Robinson 1A Regional. Taking a look here at high school boys basketball. At the Benton Rich Heron Classic, series of games here at 10 o'clock, Carmi White County versus Goreville, 11:30 Harrisburg versus Greenville at 1 p.m., Woodlawn versus Vandalia at 2:30 Edwards County will take on Benton. That one will be on WOKZ 105.9 and online at NetworkOneSports.com. At 4 o'clock, Fairfield will face Nashville. That one will be on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. At 5:30, Anna Jonesboro will take on Cesar Valier. 7 o'clock, Mount Carmel versus Marion. And at 8:30, Heron will take on Oregon. Elsewhere in boys high school hoops, Wayne City will face Flora. Johnston City against Harding County. Hope County will be at Vienna. Ziegler Royalton at Trico, and Carbondale will be at Chester. High school girls basketball action. A couple of games of note. El Dorado will be on the road at Mount Carmel. Vienna will go out west to take on Chester. Junior high boys basketball action. The SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament at Rin Lake College. Woodlawn and Bethel McClellan. That game is in progress right now, but at 10:45, Meridian will take on Marissa. 12 noon, Central City versus Raccoon. At 1:15, Pickneyville versus Allendale St. Mary's. At 2:30, Chester St. Mary's versus Mascoutah Holy Childhood. At 3:45, Heron OLMC versus Altamont Lutheran. At 5 o'clock, New Simpson Hill will take on Hardin County. And then at 6:15, Sisney will take on Aviston. The game will be broadcast on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM with airtime at about 6:05 and online through NetworkOneSports.com. Now, the winner of the Sisney-Aviston game, they will play on the 10th. They will play on Monday at 7:15 against the winner of New Simpson Hill and Hardin County. Taking a look here, the NBA, Indiana will take on New Orleans. The XFL, Seattle will take on D.C. and Los Angeles will take on Houston. That about wraps up sports talk here on this Saturday here on this February the 8th, 2020. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors for sponsoring sports talk here on this Saturday. Without these sponsors, this sports show would not air. So again, I want to thank the sponsors for sponsoring sports talk. I also want to thank our businesses that have sponsored junior high as well as high school basketball all season long here, as we greatly do appreciate it. If you haven't heard any of the businesses being with their commercials being played during the broadcast, if you have the opportunity, give them a call. Swing by. Buy something from their business. Tell them how much you appreciate them sponsoring local sports on the radio. I'm Derek Dunn signing off here. Have a wonderful Saturday. Be safe this weekend. See you all next Saturday. I'll be down there at Rin Lake for Sisney later on today and this evening, I should say. So hope to see some Sisney Bullets fans down there. That does it here for Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn again. Have a wonderful day. Have a safe weekend. See you back here a week from today. Have a good day, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Bonds Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.